Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Tyler Cupp, broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon for another edition of our Straight Talk program. We're broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And we're brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today. Your hometown pharmacy, Good Pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, I'm here with the fearsome twosome, the dynamic duo. Every time you see one, chances are you're going to see the other right around the corner, and that is the city councilman of City of Rock Hill, Derek Lindsay and Perry Sutton. Gentlemen, thank you guys for being a part of Straight Talk here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Well, we always do this on Straight Talk where we introduce our guests to the listener, even though you guys are no strangers to WRHI. But Perry Sutton, tell the listening world a little bit about you.
Hey, Perry Sutton from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Spent 30 years in the United States Coast Guard. Coached youth football here for 37 years. City Councilman, Ward 5. Worked for WRHI. What else I do?
I'll be seeing you later tonight at the old football camp.
That is correct.
That's right.
Also getting ready to be put on the board of directors for the Municipal Association for South Carolina. So,
good for you.
Been pretty busy.
Derek Lindsay?
Derek Lindsay, born and raised here in Rock Hill. I've been on city council now for, I'm in my sixth year, and I am also the owner-operator of both of the Showmars restaurants here in Rock Hill.
Well, boys, before we get started, let's start with a little bit of somber. We've had a lot of folks on the radio here this morning, from our newscast to Pamina Mornings, and you'll hear more about it through the week. We lost a great leader in the city of Rock Hill, and really a leader across the state politically, and that was Glenn McCall, who was the chair of the Winthrop Board of Trustees. You both knew him, and wanted to give you both the opportunity to talk a little bit about the loss of a good man, Mr. McCall.
Oh, it was definitely a loss for the community. I can remember early on with as he would come into the restaurant, Mr. McCall would sit down, and I would go out and take the liberties of interrupting his lunch so I could gain some knowledge. And just the intimate conversations I was able to have with him was priceless. We've lost a good man, great leader.
Yeah, and I had heard of him before I got on city council, but met him after getting on city council. And same way, man, the wisdom that he imparted towards me and just his nature, the way that he was, what he treated everybody, he was second to none, man. So you're right, it's going to be a big loss, but there are some shoulders that we have to stand on to continue his work.
Hmm. Well said, gentlemen. All right, so let's talk about being on city council. And I think where we should probably start is if you can guys both kind of talk about how it's split, where your ward sits. Both of you guys are kind of in that south side area, but maybe kind of talk about from end to end, where do your all's wards sit? Perry, I'll start with you.
So my ward starts, if you go down Fire Tower Road, probably the best way to tell it, over there at the Bojangles on 72. If you go down that road and then start headed south, and I go all the way over to really Crawford Road is where we split. I have the largest land area of the city of Rock Hill. So I run out of gas every week running my area. And, you know, he'll tell us there, but our areas intersect or split at many different points and actually in places where we grew up at. So while you see us together all the time, we tell everybody, if you call me or if you call him and you tell them about our area, hey, I'm going to see him in a little bit. We're going to go over there. So that's the way we handle it.
Before I answer that, one of the unique things about everybody's ward or district that's on city council, it touches downtown Rock Hill or City Hall.
That's right.
Every single one of them, and the way the maps are drawn, I thought that was just really really interesting how everybody's ward or district touches City Hall. But we split on Crawford Road. He's on the left side, I'm on the right side, and I'm on the bottom part of Crawford Road, and I go toward the hospital, back toward the hospital, to Herlong, to coming down Oakland back to City Hall. And there's some little pockets in there that I think other council members' areas where intersect. But I just thought it was interesting how that everybody's ward or district touches City Hall.
Yep. So there's a lot of stuff we can go into here, and we certainly will, but we will start with the most recent council meeting. You know, well, you heard a lot of it on WRHI News. If you did not hear the news, you missed a very passionate bit of speaking from you, Perry Sutton, mm-hmm. talking about what the city of Rock Hill had to implement because of the elimination of the 1.5 mil tax that's being taken away from the municipalities by York County. Derek, you didn't speak as much on it, but I wanted to give you the opportunity there as well, because you said some very powerful things off the air, echoing a lot what Perry Sutton did. But guys, I know this was very tough. I know you guys talked about this a lot. I know you guys tried to communicate with some county staff, county councilmen, city staff, with the community as well, but had to make a tough decision to raise some of these rates for citizens outside of the county for a lot of the programs and services that you guys offer within the city.
Well, I am an elected official now, so I have to be careful with my words and choose my words carefully. It is what it is. But I want to be truthful as well. And with the county doing away with that 1.5 mils, it put not just the city of Rock Hill, but York, TKK, Fort Mill, and Lake Wylie as well. But I think Lake Wylie was paid from a different pot of money. They weren't paid from this pot of money or reimbursed from this pot of money. And it kind of put us in a bad situation and at a bad time. Our backs were against the wall. It was time to, every July 1st, we have to have a balanced budget going into the new fiscal budget year. And that's where we were at. And we had to make some decisions. As Councilmember Falconberry stated, we weren't, nobody was, took pleasure in doing what we had to do, but we had to make some decisions. And down the road, I'm pretty sure if there's a way that we could pull it back and or change it as we move forward with it, we will.
And I know there was an exact quote that I had pulled from Mayor John Geddes where he said, quote, "I hate this." And that's how he kind of started his thought of how this could affect some of the programs and maybe see a decrease in participation because of the cost. And Councilman Sutton, that's what you brought up in your speech.
Yeah, you know, and I'm passionate about kids. I believe that's what God gave me. One of the things he gave me was take care of our young people. And so, yeah, I was very passionate about it. And even with our other city council members, they know how passionate I was about the young people. And Councilman Lindsay probably put it better than anybody when he told, and this wasn't on the air, but he said this, he said, we both were young men in our area growing up. We were boys. And if we didn't have anything to do, we're going to go get in trouble.
Yeah.
And you want to have these programs here, and I'm going to go ahead and hit it like he said it. He said, we're going to start off doing stuff in our neighborhood, and that's just practicing. That's just practicing. And then we come to your neighborhood. And the way that we can curtail this is to have programs here. City of Rock Hill, PRT, has some of the best programs. And I said it on there, best programs in the nation. And when I travel, I look at what other people are doing. Nobody's close to what we're doing.
And I don't think TKK or Fort Mill would argue this in terms of facilities and offering more as well from, you know, gosh, you look at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center. I was there last week doing a show live for the basketball. I want to get to that in your all's perspective, but the tennis and the racquetball, the pickleball courts that are now being built, all these things that Rock Hill provides, you just hope there isn't a decrease. But unfortunately, with these increase in fees, you're kind of expecting something to change, unfortunately.
We don't know to what extent, but
we know
to something. We'll see a decrease somehow, some way, but we don't know to what extent.
I will tell you one of the better things that has come out of this, you know, when you go through some bad things, I always be optimistic. But we've got phone calls, myself and other council members, where people are saying, hey, if we got kids with a shortfall, I'm stepping in. These are businesses or single people that say, I'm stepping in. And that's just the city of Rock Hill. People from the city of Rock Hill are different. We have adversity, We tackle it. We make sure that we take care of the problems.
And this is no knock against the county of what I'm about to say. These are the words from Charlie Funderburk, the manager of City of TKK. These are the words from David Vihan, the city manager of Rock Hill. They both said in the last number of weeks, Vihan said it last week, there's been no documentation given to these municipalities of how this is supposed to work. And, right. you know, I will say it, citizens have said it, and people sitting on city and county council have said it. You hope there's more communication on down the road. You hope something that seems negative on the outside looking in creates more communication and collaboration.
Yes.
And I don't think I'm offending anybody by saying that.
No. We agree. Let's take care of our people, man.
Yeah.
Let's take care of our people.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to some of these programs and facilities. We're talking with Katie Quinn with the City of Rock Hill, and she said to specifically ask you guys about the basketball that is happening all this month. The boys' tournaments with the Adidas 3SSB, these are like the big time. I know they don't like to use the term AAU, but that's kind of what it was when we were coming up. But these great championships where high school kids from all over the country are coming to York County, City of Rock Hill, going to our restaurants, heads in beds with the hotels, and, you know, shopping where we shop, and great economic impact. And it's people from all over the country. And I just have to say this, John Calipari, who is the coach at Arkansas, longtime coach at Kentucky, national championship coach, said, "This Rock Hill is my favorite place to go scout. My favorite place to come." That's a big deal. One of college basketball's elite coaches. So from your all's perspective, it's got to be great to see these positive things happening of a place you represent and helped this sports and events center happen.
Yeah, you know, myself and Councilman Lindsay spend a lot of time over there, not just to watch the basketball, but it is great basketball, but also to talk to those coaches and those players that are coming here and say, how can we make this better? And they'll be like, you're spoiling us to death. Everybody talks about this. And it's gotten to we know them now. So when they come, we know them by first name. Now, let me tell you what also we do. We help recruit our kids. Mm-hmm. Man, you need to come over here to Rock Hill. We got some great athletes. Unfortunately, we only have one player from the city of Rock Hill, and that was Trey Raymond, who plays at South Point. He was the only player. So now, and I told some guys this week, man, your job is to get us either some teams or some players. So when these coaches come in here, this is a showcase in your hometown, and let's go do that.
Derek, what about you when you see these facilities and what it's bringing to the city?
Well, these facilities started, I think the quote is, if it's that we can see further than others, it's because of the shoulders that we're standing on.
Mm.
And this gentleman behind me,
yes,
was a great man that started the thing, something called a TIF. Some would argue TIFs don't work, but we see the evidence of how TIFs work. The Sports and Event Center was done with a TIF. We see the economic impact that it's having here in the city of Rock Hill. Coaches talked about it. You said heads and beds.
Yeah.
They're eating at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is the city prospering, the county as a whole is prospering. Mm-hmm. So TIFs work.
And I'm not sure who it is, but they make sure to always either correct us or just to say it in general, that these sports and events are not just for people coming from outside the city, but it's for people in the city.
In the city.
Yeah,
well,
it's, you know, it's open Monday through Friday where people can, you know, walk through, you know, and play basketball there and do all kinds of things and have tournaments. It's for our city residents as well.
And you know, the other part about it is we're doing an addition to that sports and events.
Yeah, talk about this. It's got a name now, right? The Bleachery Fieldhouse, is that right?
Bleachery Fieldhouse.
And actually, we get to see a preview of it tomorrow, right?
I think tomorrow.
Yeah,
yes.
we get a preview of it tomorrow.
Tell me about this.
It's going to be an addition of 4 basketball courts, 8 volleyball courts, and 16 pickleball courts.
Woo!
When you talk about what's happening in Rock Hill right now, it's incredible. Because we talk about the Sports and Events Center, but, man, every day I go sit over at Armory Park and see what they're doing over there, man. It's just going to be so proud and so happy when that's finished. And then the bigger gym, and we're talking about Mayor Eccles. You know, Mayor Eccles lost his seat because of Cherry Park and had to come back. We got something that's going to be bigger than that.
Ooh.
In the new regional park, which right now looks at seven baseball fields and six youth football fields, which this city has never had regulation youth football fields. We can ready to put six of them in here.
Yeah, let's, you know, the Bleacher Fieldhouse, for those that don't know, you're seeing a lot of dirt move. You're seeing a structure right across the street from the Sports and Events Center. But thank you for bringing that up. That was one of the things that me and Manning had talked about a couple weeks ago, this when we announced you guys being on the show, the Southside Regional Park. Tell me what went into that, because that's a majority of your all's district, right? Your wards?
Actually, mine.
Yeah. So what went into that, the conversations, and how did that come about?
Actually, it started with Councilmember John Black probably about 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
We didn't have a regional park on this side of town. And he started to formulate an idea, and he started to push it. But, you know, government is slow, and things take time. And as he continued to cultivate the idea, you know, other people got on board with it. And before you know it, I think it was Councilmember Black, Councilmember Nikita Jackson, when she was there, and myself and Mayor Geddes, we sat down and started formulating of how. And we was going to do it with the TIF. And we got pushback from the county as well as the school board, because they didn't want to sign on and do another TIF. And I understood, you know, the argument of as to why they didn't, but I wanted them to sit down and come together and see if we couldn't work out or work the devil out of the details with the TIF, I like to call it, and see if we could move forward.
I like that, by the way. Work the devil
devil out of the details.
I love that.
Like, instead of being all in for 30 years, tear yourself out after 20, and then collect. We only collect 75. You're 75% in, 25% out. 25% of millions is still millions.
Yeah.
So you would have something going in the bank at some point instead of waiting 30 years. So that was one of the things I threw on the table. They didn't seem to agree with it, but we move forward. And I think there's another quote that says, if you want to go fast, you go by yourself. If you want to go far, you go together. Sometimes the city of Rock Hill have to go fast, and we have to go far, and we have to do it alone.
So tell me what this includes again, Perry. Kind of go over this again.
And to piggyback after that, so when I got on council, this was baseball. It wasn't much football in there.
Well,
and you know,
you got the football czar, Perry Sutton.
When I started imposing my will, so me and John Black, we go back and forth. But you know, as what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to compromise, because I wanted 10 football fields.
Yeah.
He wanted 10 baseball fields. And so we compromise, and what they put together is just going to be fabulous. So, like I say, seven baseball fields. We also are partnering with the American Legion. So you're going to have American Legion field, which is going to be the showcase field in there. You'll have four fields around a tower similar to Cherry Park, which will be both baseball and football. Those will be the 80-yard fields for our PRT, our Pee-wee and our small fry be playing on them. And then where the arcade park is now, there'll be two 100-yard fields. Those will be the regulation fields, and those are going to be nice. All these will be turf fields, so we won't have to worry about taking care of the grass.
Maintaining
and all.
It.
Yes. And we should be breaking ground on this this regional park here in the next month.
Oh, wow. That soon?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's been a lot of work going into it, and then it was a lot of citizens' input. Like, it's going to be pickleball in there. It's going to be basketball. It's going to be
splash pads.
Yeah. So there's a lot of input from the citizens that we're putting into this park.
Wow. So breaking ground within the next month or so, do they have kind of a completion date set?
No, so we're going to do it in phases.
We know
phase one is going to be baseball and football. And then, actually, if you want to say the beginning, is Helco Boulevard right next to the American Legion, but it's coming all the way downtown. So the last phase will be downtown, almost at Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very good.
It's going to have walking trails, everything in it.
Very good. All right. Well, it's time now for our mid-program break. I want to remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And at Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, but they do it with a special set of ingredients. How do they do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice.
Garden. Back with more.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway. And it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here for another edition of our Straight Talk program, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Here with me are the two Rock Hill City Councilmen, Perry Sutton and Derek Lindsay. And boys, you guys representing the south side part of the city. Let's talk about the south side development and what's to come. It seems like there's always conversations about well, you guys are having conversations about trying to bring business, trying to have that, you know, that one piece that brings more business. I know that that has been talked about a lot with Lisa Brown and RHEDC. So what's the latest on Southside Development trying to bring either stores or business? What's the latest on all this?
Well, I'll let Councilmember Sutton speak on. He's part of HDC, the Housing Development Corporation with the City of Rock Hill. So I'll let him speak on how they've been able to, what they've been able to do from the microburst and all of that.
Yeah, so going back to the microburst, which was a little over a year ago, and if you remember, the microburst hit the south side hard. I remember that the day after, that the next day, myself and Councilman Lindsay were out there cutting trees with chainsaws. Matter of fact, we still get calls to cut trees with chainsaws.
Still? A year later?
Yeah. People still
oh my God, Perry.
They think we're the chainsaw kings or whatever, but hey, we do what we can do. But remember that day, and remember how devastated so many people were, and I remember telling Ms. Sandra Oborokumo, who was a former city councilman, I said, Ms. Oborokumo, we're going to look back in a year and call this a blessing. It is a blessing, because if you ride around the south side of Rock Hill, and I tell everybody now, look at roofs. 97% of the roofs on the south side of Rock Hill are new.
Wow.
We wouldn't have had that if you didn't have that storm, because a lot of people had never used that insurance. I had never used my insurance. I've been in my house 37 years. So you got new roofs, new siding, new windows, a lot of people driving new cars. They got more bills, but they're, you know, on the outside, they look, things are looking better. Yeah, so we've overcome that. A lot of that was due to the HDC, because when this happened, we assigned HDC to take care of this problem, which was kind of overwhelming, because they were sitting in a meeting, and we were like, okay, you're doing this. And they took on this challenge, and they did it. And we were riding around with some members of HDC, some members of the private community. I have to shout out Leitner Construction because he was riding around and he took on some of these roofs by himself. Just, you know. Matter of fact, he was getting mad at us because he said, it's taking y'all too long to put this thing together. I need to jump on these right now. We're like, you need to hold up. We need to get some permits and all this. No, we need to take care of these people. And him and other people, other businesses did that. That's why I say, man, the people in the city of Rock Hill are second to none. We have a problem. Everybody jumps in to help each other. But with that, we've come back. But also, we're building houses. If you go down to the old Edgewood School, there are apartments and houses going up there. It's just incredible. We're still waiting on Albright West and East to come. There are apartments over on your end, over on Heckle, right there by Finley Road. We got low-income apartments that's right across from the stadium now. Mm-hmm. They're in there now.
Yeah.
They're working on apartments that are across the street from the post office. They're working on apartments. I just lost focus somewhere else, but there's a lot growing on.
But that is the big thing, though, right? In order to bring business, you got to have the rooftops.
Exactly.
But we were told, like, we're trying to bring in grocery stores on the south side of Rock Hill. The big thing that the groceries tell us is that we don't have enough rooftops. Hmm. So you know what we did? We would start getting some more rooftops. So I didn't believe that. I still don't believe that. But if that's what you're telling me and you own the grocery store, since I don't own one, we're gonna give you your wishes. So we're making more rooftops. And that is the next goal, is to bring in a grocery store. That's still a goal. I've been on council almost 4 years. That's the one goal that I have not fulfilled. I had a 10-point plan. 9 of them have been done. One goal has not been done. And John Black told me that I had to run again. The election is this November. John Black told me if I didn't run again, that the new regional park would be all baseball.
He dangled that in front of you.
So I'm running again because I'm not going to let that be baseball. That's going to be football.
Derek, I'll kind of let you have the last word when it comes to the Southside development. You know, that as someone who has kind of been the outside looking in, covering this, talking to you guys, Geddes, people with the city of Rock Hill, Lisa Brown, the conversation just seemed to kind of evolve into businesses want the rooftops. They want to know that there's going to be people to support what's coming. You know, grocery store is the easiest example to use, but it's more than that. It has to be that one thing that creates even more than that, right? And that's kind of what this seems to be. It seems like more rooftops are on the way and Southside developments move along.
It is. You know, with the annexation of the 2,500 acres of land along the 77 corridor, and we're looking to develop that, that'll also help with the development of the South Side. It'll help bring the necessary people to the area so they can shop when a grocery store comes, and the grocery store is looking at things like that. So that would help the rooftops. But on the South Side, we still need that grocery store. We know Walmart didn't sell their piece of property off 901 there.
That's right, yeah.
So we are hoping that if we don't get a super center, we'll get the neighborhood market. So we really would like at least a neighborhood market from the Walmart, if not an additional grocery store that would come. And we are hoping that Albright Commons East and West breaks ground soon.
Okay.
And,
you know,
because of the TIF using that acreage out there on 77, we were able to take care of the what we call the low-hanging fruit, and that was McGirt Auditorium.
Mm.
And I don't know, if you hadn't been in McGirt, you would be amazed. It is one of the best things in the city of Rock Hill. But in addition to that, and I guess we can announce it now, is that we're getting ready to put a new floor in Emmett Scott.
Oh, very good.
That's going to start next couple of weeks.
Yeah, good. About 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, boys, thank you so much for coming along. Again, this is another edition of Straight Talk, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My guests were the Rock Hill City Councilman, Perry Sutton, and Derek Lindsay. At Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, but how do they do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Garden.